From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempen. The new year has just arrived in the Eastern time zone, bringing 2010 to millions of Americans. Hundreds of thousands of people are in New York's Times Square, where 3,000 pounds of confetti and a newly renovated crystal ball were dropped at midnight. Around the world, Australia was one of the first cities to welcome in the new year.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
A spectacular fireworks show lit up the Sydney Harbor, and many Australians have already spent the majority of New Year's Day at the beach. It's summer in the Southern Hemisphere. Elsewhere, there were big celebrations in Hong Kong, London, and Paris. In Honduras, hundreds of partygoers gathered outside the Brazilian embassy to toast former President Manuel Zelaya, who's been holed up there since returning to the country in September. He was ousted in a coup earlier in the year. President Obama spoke to top Homeland Security officials to get updates on the response to the Christmas Day bomb attempt of a Northwest Airlines flight. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president is still vacationing in Hawaii, but the final day of 2009 featured multiple phone conversations for him, starting with John Brennan, the White House Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Advisor, followed by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Enhanced passenger screening and other security measures were put in place following the incident aboard Flight 253. But the president says the entire system of aviation security needs to be looked at. That review is underway. Mr. Obama will be back in Washington next week and says he'll convene officials from all relevant agencies at the White House for a meeting to discuss ways to improve the system. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
In its New Year's message, North Korea is calling for an end to hostile relations with the United States. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
North Korea reaffirmed its commitment to a nuclear-free Korean peninsula in its message, indicating it could end its year-long boycott of disarmament talks. The annual New Year's message was printed as an editorial in the country's three major newspapers. Analysts say the hints of rapprochement could constitute a response to a personal letter written by President Obama to North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il, which was delivered to Pyongyang in December by an American envoy. But analysts also caution that North Korea has made many such statements in the past. In Washington, a State Department official said Pyongyang should demonstrate its good faith by returning to six-party talks on disarmament. In terms of domestic priorities, the New Year's statement emphasized rebuilding North Korea's economy and creating a strong and prosperous nation. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Intelligence officials in Pakistan have told major wire services of an American drone missile attack in the northern Waziristan region. It was the second attack like that there in the past 12 hours. At least two men in a car died in that attack. This is NPR News from Washington. Stocks closed out the year and the decade on a negative note Thursday. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The market got off to a good start when the Labor Department announced a surprising plunge in first-time jobless claims. But a downward revision to the Chicago Purchasing Managers Index robbed it of momentum. Toward the close of trading, investors dumped shares, taking profits following a rally that had taken stocks to highs for the year. In thin trading, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 1.8%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite lost nearly as much. Even so, Wall Street had its best year since 2003 after clawing back from its March low point. The Dow rose 19%, the S&P close to 24%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ 44%. But that was not good enough to make up for the financial crisis of the last 2 years, and the market ended the decade with net losses. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Negotiators for Time Warner Cable Systems and the Fox Broadcast Network are reportedly still in talks over carriage fees for Fox programming. The negotiators have until midnight in the West to come up with a deal, or Time Warner will be forced to pull the plug on Fox broadcast programming in many of the nation's largest cities. Time Warner says Fox is asking too much in royalty payments. Fox says it is undercompensated and is resisting a temporary deal to keep elements of the current pact, which Fox calls unfair. Fox would like a dollar per monthly subscriber. At risk are a variety of college bowl games, New Year's Day, and also this weekend, as well as NFL football and the usual Fox primetime shows like The Simpsons. I'm John Stempen, NPR News in Washington.